Public speaking isn't just a skill, it's a transformation. When Dale Carnegie published his groundbreaking work in 1915, he revealed that the greatest barrier to effective communication isn't technique, but fear itself. This paralyzing sensation of having many eyes upon you affects nearly everyone, from beginners to masters. Even experienced speakers never fully eliminate this fear, they simply learn to harness it. The solution isn't found in books alone, but in repeated exposure. Like training a horse afraid of automobiles by gradually introducing them, speakers must face audiences frequently until fear subsides. Three powerful principles accelerate this process. First, become deeply absorbed in your subject. When genuinely engaged with your message, self-consciousness naturally diminishes. Second, have something substantial to say. Many speakers fail because they face audiences with empty minds, and nature fills this vacuum with anxiety. Third, after preparing for success, expect it. Maintain a modestly confident bearing, especially within yourself. Finally, assume leadership over your audience. In public speaking, either you or your audience will possess the positive force. Take command confidently. Begin deliberately, showing control. Never apologize. Start with a deep breath in a conversational tone, as though addressing one large friend. After speaking a few times, you'll begin to anticipate the experience with excitement rather than dread. Monotony, having but one tone, is the cardinal sin of public speaking. The monotonous speaker uses the same volume, pitch, emphasis, speed, and thoughts throughout their presentation. This sameness drives audiences to distraction, like a repetitive sound that can drive one insane. Nature abhors monotony, providing endless variety in bird songs, forests, and mountains, while identical man-made structures create wearying sameness. Variety's power lies in its pleasure-giving quality, with great truths often delivered through fascinating stories because variety captures attention. To overcome monotony, expand your speaking toolkit. Just as carpenters have specialized implements for different tasks, speakers need various instruments to build arguments and evoke feelings. Many speakers still use outdated methods, unaware of speaking efficiency principles. The key tools for creating variety are emphasis, different word emphasis changes sentence meaning, pitch variation, every thought change demands voice pitch change, and tempo variation. Speakers must vary their pace for maximum effect. A strategic pause isn't mere silence. It's silence made designedly eloquent. Unlike stumbling with and true power comes from pausing before or after important words. Masters like Martin Luther King Jr. and Churchill use strategic pauses to emphasize crucial moments, transforming ordinary words into memorable declarations. Like focusing sunlight through a lens, pauses allow speakers to gather mental energy before delivering powerful thoughts. Nature demonstrates this principle. Maple trees and gas wells yield stronger flows when tapped intermittently. Neuroscience confirms that brief pauses help listeners process information more effectively. All perfect motion contains rhythm, which requires rest. Audience attention typically lasts only 8 to 10 minutes before needing a reset through variation or pause. After delivering significant points, speakers should pause, landing the point, giving weight to important messages. Professional speakers often count silently to 3 after major points. When mastered, silence transforms ordinary presentations into compelling narratives that resonate long after the final words. Voice work constitutes 9/10 of effective public speaking, often surpassing reason itself. A properly used voice is the greatest physical factor in persuasiveness, indicates personal culture, and provides commercial advantage. As Gladstone noted, most professionals remain mediocre by neglecting voice training. 3 fundamentals define a good voice: ease, openness, and forwardness. Relaxation creates better tones than constriction, let your voice flow naturally. Speak with an unobstructed throat and open mouth for clarity. Avoid pitching your voice back in the throat, which sounds dark and unattractive. Being heard doesn't require loudness, but correct technique. Keep your head up to properly direct sound. Voice strength comes from breath and vibration. Deep breathing from the diaphragm provides better support and stronger resonance. Take silent, deep breaths while speaking, pausing regularly to renew your breath. Gesture is the physical expression of internal mental or emotional impulse. Effective gestures emerge naturally from enthusiasm and thought flow, not mechanical application. The best speakers rarely plan gestures. They respond to feeling, though they still critique and refine their movements to eliminate awkward or useless ones. Avoid overusing any single gesture. Variety enhances delivery, while monotony diminishes impact. Unnecessary movements waste audience attention as we naturally track motion. Make gestures from the shoulder rather than elbow and ensure they accompany or precede words, never follow them. Facial expressions, especially through the eyes, often communicate more than hand movements. In life's most intense moments, we make fewer but more powerful movements. Fear not the shouting man, but the quiet one with flaming eyes. Extemporaneous speaking, the most effective and audience-friendly approach, requires thorough preparation while allowing spontaneous delivery. Audiences appreciate this effort as you maintain eye contact, adapt to their reactions, and preserve your natural energy. This method demands reserve power, comprehensive subject knowledge, and self-possession that commands all mental and physical faculties. Like an artesian well drawing from deep reserves, effective speaking requires an abundance of ideas, not mere adequacy. The pressure of your knowledge maintains your flow and builds confidence. For every 1,000 speakers, only one truly thinks. For every 1,000 thinkers, only one truly sees. This observational acuity is crucial for leadership. Practice studying people and translating observations into speech. Even with limited original thinking, we can read others' thoughts, often sparking our own insights. Books offer wisdom across time at minimal cost, connecting you with history's greatest minds. Personality, that indefinable sum of who we are, is a speaker's most valuable asset. Cato defined the orator as a good man skilled in speaking, recognizing that effective speaking flows from character, not just technique. Our thoughts shape our character and magnetism, creating the influence that powers our speaking ability. Since personality develops according to natural laws, it can be cultivated through right thinking. Speakers must nurture their mental landscape like gardeners tend plants. Our thoughts direct us toward our destiny, visible in our character, just as wind direction shows in fluttering flags. Those who deeply desire to develop speaking ability and willingly sacrifice will reach their goal. Your belief in yourself, combined with willingness to sacrifice, predicts your achievements. Lincoln realized his dream as a speaker because he walked miles to borrow books and studied by firelight until dawn. The law is universal. Desire greatly, and you shall achieve. Sacrifice much, and you shall obtain. The journey to mastery isn't about perfecting techniques, it's about becoming someone worth listening to. When authentic conviction meets disciplined practice, your voice becomes not just heard, but felt. Not just understood, but remembered. This is the art of public speaking, connecting human to human in a way that changes both speaker and listener forever.